Who tells the sun to rise every morning, covers the earth in a shroud of your glory, wakes us with mercy and love, Jesus does.
Who holds the orphans and comforts the widow, cries for injustice, feels every sorrow, carries the pain of his children, Jesus does.
So we sing
praise to the Father who gave us the Son. Praise to the Spirit who's living in us. When I was a sinner, he saved me from who I was. 'Cause that's what Jesus does. Spirit is living in us when I
I just wanna speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
Good to be in his presence this morning, is it not? Sharon has a bit of a green thumb. She keeps plants for years and years. Sometimes I'll ask her, where did this come from? Well, that came from Aunt So-and-so's funeral. And she has these tropical plants, which flourish outside in the summer, but she brings them in winter. This one plant in particular, she always put in a place in one of the bedrooms of the house where it got the most sunlight. This last year, we were having company come, and so she didn't think that this big plant would be appropriate, so she put it in a different room where it didn't get nearly as much light. And things began to happen to that plant. It wasn't as glossy and shiny as it was. It began to lose its leaves. It just wasn't what God had created it to be. It wasn't dwelling in the light.
Wow.
We have been created. We have been chosen. We have been called apart from this world. There is a purpose for your life, but to be what he has called you to be, to grow how he has called you to grow, to fulfill the creation that he has started in your life, you need to dwell in the light.
Yes.
You need to come out of the darkness. You need to dwell in the presence of the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says that he has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Oh, let's dwell in the light this morning. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Will you receive the bread this morning? In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Will you receive the cup this morning? Oh, precious Heavenly Father, how we thank you for all that you have done for us. We thank you, Lord, for the path to righteousness that you have prepared for us. We thank you, Lord, for the blood that was shed that we may receive forgiveness for our sins. Oh, Father, that you have created a dwelling place for us where we can live eternally with you in the light that is Jesus. Thank you for all you have done. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Make it strong.
Today we have a baby dedication. I'm going to ask Lindsay to come up, and Debbie will come here just a minute. No, bring the mic with you. I want her to introduce this precious little girl. If you would turn around and introduce her to everybody.
Hi, everybody. This is Indica Skyland. She was born February 8th of this year. And I just want to dedicate her to the Lord as I did London and Cash.
You know, to be able, you can't really dedicate a child to the Lord until you first dedicated yourself to the Lord. Because that child will watch your life and will be persuaded on whether or not they're going to embrace Christ, often by how they see mom or dad embrace Christ. So today, before we pray over Inca, we're going to pray over Lindsay and ask God's blessing over her. Would you just stretch your hands this way? Father, we thank you, God, and ask your blessing over Lindsay today. God, we pray, Father, your hand on her life, that you'll lead, guide, and direct her in all things, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you'll hand Inca to... She's a beautiful baby girl. Stretch your hands this way. Father, we just ask your blessing over this child. Father, she's yours, and you've loaned her to us. We pray, Father, that your hand will go before her, God, that angels will camp around about her, God, and that she'll love you all the days of her life. Let family, God, be able to speak life into her, God, and shine the light of your love to her. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have a gift. Now, this is Inca's first Bible, so you girls are going to have to read it to her until she can read it for herself, okay? All right. Let's give God a hand clap of praise for this baby.
Greet one another in the house. Extend your hand and give them a hug, a high five. It's just so good to see you back in the house of God today. You may be seated.
Amen. Let all the house say amen. The Lord is good in all his ways. Amen. I just read a scripture, and it's in Isaiah 44 and 6. And the Lord himself declares, there is no other God beside me. I know not any. God is God. He's the one and only true God, the one and only true Christ, and the one and only true Spirit. And for us to get to heaven, we must know him in spirit and in truth. Amen. And he sent his son to do that, to make a way for us to go to heaven, to be with him for all eternity. If the ushers will come today, we're going to receive today's tithes and offerings. If you have offering or tithes, you can drop it in the basket. You can go to the Welcome Center and use the app. You can go online to cccmurphy.com or simply text 84321. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all those that are gathered out today, Lord Jesus. We pray a blessing of your spirit and your love and mercy upon them. We pray a blessing upon the tithes and offerings, that they be used to the furthering of the holy gospel, that the gospel of Jesus Christ would continually go forward, Lord Jesus, touching every heart and every life and every soul, that they would be one for the kingdom of heaven. We pray a blessing upon Pastor Rick today as he brings the word to us. Anoint his heart, anoint his mouth to speak to our hearts, Lord God, the things that you want us to hear and see and know. In all these things, Lord, we give you the glory and praise and honor, Lord, in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Well, amen and welcome. We're so glad to have you with us here this morning. If this is your first time with us, an extra special welcome. If you would, please fill out the Connect card in your bulletin. You can bring that to the welcome desk where we have a gift for you. We'd love to meet you and welcome you to our church family. Just a few announcements and reminders for you. Our midweek schedule for this week is going to remain the same with a few additions. Today is the day of service for Chosen, so we are going over to 724 House. Those of you that signed up to join us, or if you are interested today in joining us, we're going to meet at the church at 3. We'll head over there and then be back here around 6:30 for our day of service. Then also today, after the second service, or obviously after service, we have a meeting in the conference room, and this meeting has two different areas. If you are interested in serving for VBS, which is July 10th through 13th, we will be having that meeting in the conference room today. Or if you are interested in attending our mission trip to Eureka Springs, that is going to be June 19th through 22nd. So both of those meetings will take place immediately after service in the conference room. Then also, just a reminder, it is the first Sunday of the month, so we have Chosen all sitting together today. Then tomorrow, as the first Monday of the month, we do have our endurance pain support, or chronic pain support group, so that will be meeting here at the church at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Then Wednesday, Bible studies at 1 and 7. Thursday, Overcomers 6 to 8. Saturday, ladies, we have our Empower Hour at 1. Then this coming weekend, the 12th, we will be celebrating Mother's Day, and Chosen will not be meeting so that they can spend that day with their mothers. A few things coming up on the 19th, we have our Next Steps class. So if you have not gotten involved and looking to get connected and serve in the church, please sign up for that. Sign up for that is in the lobby. And then on May 26th, we will be celebrating Upgrade Sunday. So we'll be recognizing all of our graduates and having a special moment in the service. So if you are graduating from high school or college or any degree program, please go ahead and sign up in the lobby. And then June 2nd, we are going to be having, I just forgot their name. June 2nd, thank you, Teen Challenge. Teen Challenge will be here with us on June 2nd, and then we will be having a picnic on the grounds after, so plan to join us for that. But we love you. We're so glad that you're here with us this morning, and please welcome back Natalie Crowden for our offertory.
Good morning, family and new friends. So you love him, right? Even if he doesn't do what you're asking him to, he loves us, although we're not doing what he's asking us to most of the time. That's why we pray. Even if.
They say sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. Right now I'm losing that. I've stood on this stage night after night, reminding the broken it'll be all right. But right now, oh, right now I just can't. It's easy to sing when there's nothing to bring me down. But what will I say when I'm held to the flame like I am right now? I know you're able and I know you can save through the fire with your mighty hand. But even if you don't, say it only takes a little faith to move a mountain. Good thing a little faith is all I have right now. But God, when you choose to leave mountains unmovable, oh, give me the strength to be able to sing, it is well with my soul. I know you're able and I know you can save through the fire with your mighty hand. But even if you don't, my hope's in you alone. I know the sorrow and I know the hurt would all go just say the word. But even if you don't, my hope's in you alone. You've been faithful, you've been good all my days. Jesus, I will cling to you, come what may, 'cause I know I know you can. I know you're able, and I know you can save through the fire with your mighty hand. But even if you don't, my hope's in you alone. I know the sorrow, and I know the hurt would all go away if you just
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Do you love him today? Amen. He is worthy of all of our praise. Consequently, my message today is kind of being experienced right now. My topic this morning is work it out. Everybody say work it out. And if you wonder why the screen's down and there's not going to be any scripture, it's because we're trying to work it out. We just experienced a crash in the tech booth, and we're trying to work that out. If it doesn't happen this week, hopefully we'll work it out before you shovel back up here next week. Amen? So turn around, look at your neighbor and say, don't fear. Don't worry. Look at him and say, I should have brought my Bible today. We're going to work it out. If you have your Bibles, go with me to Romans 8. And 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Father, we're grateful for your word, and that, God, that you're in control. We just ask you, Father, to enlighten our hearts and our minds, to, Father, walk